Hi everyone.
Hey,
I'm Alicia.
and I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, where season 9, episode 15, the season finale,
Oof.
we're done.
Okay,
This
can
was
I
a
just say this is kind of cringy knowing they're not together.
Oh my God, this is the
I
worst.
mean, there are a million comments about how they're going to make it to the altar and they're going to be together forever. And I'm like, every time I literally, in quotes, go or in parentheses, go JK.
I do that and the Randall shit. I'm always like, oh, I hate it. I already know. It's like, I already know it's not happening. So it makes me uncomfortable and sad.
Same.
But I watch it. I don't know.
Same.
There was a lot of cringe this episode. Ooh, so we'll talk about it. What are we doing? Oh, I gotta tell you guys about all of our stuff. Okay, so A&M Podcast Network.
A beautiful place to
Check out,
be.
we have this podcast. We have the Summer House Podcast, which is now live. The first episode was out Monday, so we watched
Nope.
it.
Oh yeah, of the
Well,
actual
the
show. I was like, ours
actual
was
show,
Wednesday.
ours dropped Wednesday. Check it out. We're very excited for this season. Summer House is on a
Oh,
fucking ring.
I mean,
My
I would
God.
compare
Well,
like how the season finale went. I would of Vanderpump is similar to like the stress level of the just the premiere of Summer House.
Stress levels are this. We're high stress this week because of Bravo. Also, check out One Season Wonders. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We have no new ones, but do it. Give us those 5 stars. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. And follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of reunion tweets. So you guys better
Ooh.
follow while you can because I'm going to go
Yes.
off.
Yeah. Follow immediately right now so then you're ready because I believe both reunion episodes come out next week on thir or Tuesday and Wednesday. So it'll be a weird week for us. We're gonna figure out how to record those.
Ugh. Okay, but also join our patreon.com/vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to any episodes that we record early. So if we go back and do old seasons, you get all that info, or you get all those episodes before they drop on the Real Podcast Live. And you get access to any free shows that Meredith and I do, which is all the time, and you just get to know us better. Listen to him sleep. This is our sleeping episode, and it was high stress. So don't listen to it before you
It
sleep.
follows our week. It was a high stress one, but they are
High
like
stress.
nowadays they're like 30 minutes long because Alicia and I love
I
talking.
know we really cut it off this week. We were like, no, we gotta cut. But so then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to any after shows that we do, which is when we go watch old seasons of shows. So we can talk about spoilers and other Bravo news. And also, we will say your name on the podcast. So, thank you to Lee, or nope, that's the Lisa status. Also, hang on, I'm refreshing because we did get another patron, and I want to make sure she's included. Okay, thank you to Chris, Dustin, Jackie, Kristen, Tiffany, Tracy, Danae, Gina, Kelsey, Mariah, and Zoe. Woo-hoo!
Woo, woo, woo,
What
woo.
a time! And great. So that's $2 a month. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you have the ability to give us your thoughts for live shows. So that's the rest of the Vanderpump reunions, which is just next week, and all of Summer House coming up, which I'm assuming will be like a few weeks. So check that out. And also, we will pick a patron of the episode. So this week, because she's back in our good great. We love her. We love when she comes back. It's Kristen,
Woo-hoo!
not
Kristen,
crazy Kristen, normal Kristen.
no. And I appreciate your honesty. She commented on our one of our posts that she is here for the live seasons, and we appreciate that. Get the bang for your buck. Come visit us for the live seasons.
Join for the live seasons. If we can stress it, that we get it. Off seasons are boring. Okay,
Yeah.
we agree.
We
But
understand optimizing your dollars to give to the shows you love, support all the shows out there, but come for the live seasons. That's definitely the time to do it. And with Summer House starting, get on it.
we're here. Okay, so I think that's it. we got some thoughts for after the podcast, but we'll get into the podcast quick. Meredith, are you mixing it up?
I am. And I'm psyched. I am drinking out of a coffee mug, just some white wine with some ice, because I was worried it was going to get warm. So
good for you. I'm drinking another Truly. So I'll crack that.
Crack that all on the floor.
Cheers to the season finale, bitch.
Woo, cheers. I'm cheersing the camera and Alicia's just drinking.
I just put it up in the air, you know, like, cheers, bitch. Okay, let's get into the episode. Also, just like, I watched it live. So I saw the end of the previous episode and before it went into this episode. Mm-hmm. And I didn't catch that, like, when Ariana and Tom, like, Tom brought out the certificate so he could, like, legally marry Sheena and Brock.
Yeah.
And Sheena knocks on the door, but they don't know who it is. So Ariana shouts, "We're having sex." And Sheena opens the door up and goes, "Ah, no, you're not." And I thought, I don't know how I missed it, but it was so funny.
There's so much that happens in all these episodes. That's what I do love watching them back. Whenever you do the old seasons, is you catch all the little quirks because you know what's really going to happen. So you can focus on the details a lot more.
Yeah. We don't have to take as many like notes on the plot because we already know.
Yep. 100%. I love watching back.
We will never do these seasons again though. So this is it.
Who knows? Maybe one day we're going to be bored and want to watch him again. I enjoyed this season for how much I hated season 8, season 9. Yeah,
this was pretty good.
I'm here for it.
Okay. So previously on this season of Vanderpump Rules, James proposed to Raquel and she said yes. And the Toms are going to have a bar called Schwartz and Sandy's that's currently a storage unit for Greg, probably. Ariana and Katie are going to do a sandwich shop and they're really hoping Randall will invest. Charlie and Sheena fought a lot, but they made up. James and Brock fought a lot, but they also kind of made up. Raquel is going to throw an engagement party at this California castle. Brock proposed to Sheena and they were going to plan to get married at the engagement party weekend. Sandoval is very paranoid. He does not want to go to Sheena's wedding. He doesn't want to know about it. He regrets everything.
He'll go to her wedding if it's not this weekend.
Yeah. Like this, he has anxiety, this man. For someone who's not worried about a lot, like with his bar, he has super anxiety about this.
There's nothing worse than knowing, not just knowing a secret, but knowing something that shouldn't be happening because you know your name's tied to it. And I hate that. It's like you're going down with the ship just because you know.
I know, it's so upsetting. Okay, and
spoiler alert, he does go down with the ship.
So we are at the engagement party weekend. We're in the castle. Raquel like cutely wakes up James, which just like slowly breaks my heart, but we're fine. It's a very elaborate and expensive party, but Raquel wants people to have these memories. A lot of
regrets. You know what? Thank God we got this though, is all I kept thinking. And they're like talking about the cost of the wedding, like the future wedding. And I'm like, but just kidding. We're not paying five times whatever this party was.
then they get into a van. We don't have a lot of idea of like what's happening. They just like show up in this van. Schwartz talks about how he's been up since 5:30. I don't know what this man is doing most of the time. Honestly. But fine. But they're going on a boat. James is in a full captain's outfit. While Lala looks like she's straight out of the Matrix. Also, she's wearing leather in the sun. So,
oh my God. Like talk about, listen, I get an outfit. Like I'm all in for it. That is one of the only reasons I miss Stassi is for her outfits. Like she was really into
the fashion,
but like, you gotta make sure you're going to the right events. You don't wear leather if you're going to be sitting outside in the dead of summer on a boat.
If you're going on a boat, that means like light outfits, maybe a linen jacket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Light colors because it's the daytime. You're going to be outside having fun. Black is for night most of the time. I get it. I wear black or all winter. The time. Yeah.
Where you want the heat.
Come on, girl. But they're on the boat. Charlie's drinking her little ass off.
Love it. She is doing what we need her to do.
Raquel's on a boat, bitch. She's not very good at the rapper's lifestyle, but I love it.
No, she's just too cute to say something like, "We're on a boat, bitch." She's like, "We're on a boat, bitch.
Bitch. Bitch." So the Toms have a talk. Schwartz voices that he's concerned while he's on the boat because he like wants to retire, but also like they got this bar, and of course he's not articulating his feelings correctly, but that's kind of just the way
that is Schwartz's vibe, though, is to beat around the bush on what's really going on
while wearing what looks like women's sunglasses, which is fine. I'm not judging, but they were so pointy. I was like, sir.
And then also you have to cap it off with blaming it on someone else. So of course he shares Lisa's concerns that Lisa shared with Katie.
Oh my God. Yes. Sandoval. Jesus. Schwartz, what does he say? He's like, so Katie said that Lisa's worried, and Sandoval's like, that's just like Katie. To mess everything up.
I know. And he's like, and Lisa, why does she have to keep talking about us? I'm like, okay, it is concerning that you guys are so excited to retire. And it makes sense of this is how you're processing this bar, because you are on a retirement timeline when you're not on a retirement timeline.
But Schwartz didn't have Katie's back. He was like, I know. I can't wait to retire.
Why are they talking about us again?
Schwartz talks about this burning fire in his stomach when he first moved to LA, and that's the same fire he has now, which we've known Schwartz for 9 years at least, and I've never seen him with any kind of fire.
So he does have the same fire. He has no fire, no action. Fire. Like what we would describe, and I think 90% of America, as like fire under you, like ready to do something, is clearly not the same of what Schwartz and Sandoval have.
There's like a little candle that's lit, like a reading candle.
Yes, yes. And most people have like a full-on bonfire.
Yeah. So, they're so excited. Schwartz wants a retirement ranch with like a bunch of animals, which very much suits his vibe.
And Sandoval love it.
He wants a cover band and to travel the world. So I don't know how two are friends.
You know what?
The cover band makes sense. He's not a band guy. He's a cover band.
Yes, 100%. I would see him, but you can. Yeah. I think this. The fact that he does, like Sandoval does have a cover band, and Schwartz wants to retire, really is proof in the pudding of why we just got like some art, and that's the next step we've gotten out of Schwartz and Sandy in real time, January 2022.
They're fucking useless, Greg. I'm so sorry, but Greg, if you want to really make a restaurant unapologetically full, is like,
no, we're just a t-shirt line. We're not making a fucking restaurant.
Greg, if you want to invest in our podcast,
go to the ladies
t-shirt line, please
go to the ladies sandwich shop. That's where you're gonna get some bonfires, not a candlestick.
Greg should support our Patreon.
Agree with that statement.
So we have like a dance party. Tom Schwartz got a big butt. Who knew? And Raquel gives James a lap dance, which he thought would be really cute and sexy, but it's kind of hard on a boat.
You know what? I thought it looked good. I was actually waiting for her when she said it was hard to do. I thought she was going to fall.
Yeah. No, she was just cute.
You're so cute. Good job, Raquel. Angel.
But Raquel's not drinking because she's going to go horseback riding, which was like a little drop because it didn't mean much to me, but now I get why they dropped it, but we'll talk about it there. So a comment is made that Sandoval has so much makeup and sunscreen on his face, but it looks like he dipped his face in cocaine, which fucking killed me.
Oh God.
James shotguns a Red Bull. So then after that happens, Ariana and Tom go talk. They cannot believe the night before James apologized to Brock and he like took ownership. Sandoval's very impressed.
I agree.
Ariana thinks James is like very charismatic, so she doesn't know if they're just charming or he's just charming them, but like, it's fine.
But even like outside of the charming, like him not blowing up is what I'm impressed about. I don't really care how you choose to apologize, because there's a million people in this world who I love to death and are terrible people at apologizing. So it's just like, are you going to scream at me or not, is like what I want to see improvement on.
Just let me know. But Ariana says, you know, this group is known for fighting. They love each other, but that's how then they resolve it and become better friends for it.
Yeah. They're like fighting for things they care about. They're not just fighting to fight. It's because they're really passionate and they're like so invested in things, which really did reframe a lot of this season for me, because I feel like there were a lot of fights, and if you look back on it, all the fights were because they were either hurt and because they are like loving towards each other, there was hurt, or they're just really passionate about something.
Yeah.
And their stance.
you know, Sandoval with that name. He's fucking passionate.
That and like James wanting to try and protect his own brand. I get that.
Passion, my dude. So that, but then we gotta talk about the big elephant in the room, and that is Brock. And she,
oh my God, like, I'm gonna stop talking about this in public places. You almost got caught in your own bedroom. Why are we on a boat talking about this?
They're ready to back out. And then Sheena and Brock go off and talk. And Sheena's like, it's not a good idea. We shouldn't get married here. Out Which of I'm respect like, for James and Raquel. I was like, thank you. I'm like, woo, God.
Finally we've reached this. But the thing is, we know because of previews that they announced their engagement. So I'm still pissed at this point because I know what's coming.
I know. So then Sheena says she's a people pleaser. And so she wants to please Brock, but Tom and Ariana both said it's not a good idea. So now she's going to please them and be like, it's not a good idea because that's what I want to do. So we're going to like please.
Which that makes me really sad that she couldn't voice her opinion from the beginning to be like, which she kind of did, honestly, when Brock in LA said, let's do this. She and her mom were like, this is not a good idea. But Brock was so in on it and wasn't listening to her. That she wasn't able to. It makes me really sad that she doesn't feel like she can get what she wants.
Me too. But she does want to wear her ring so she can celebrate with her friends. But you know, it's still not the right time. So she'll put the ring on after their engagement party.
Okay, I agree, but I have a question. Do you think if they had handled this differently from the beginning? So in LA, they get engaged. There's no wedding idea. She can wear her engagement ring at that point.
She should have told Raquel immediately.
Yes. So she announces to the friends, it's like maybe let's say 3 days before they leave for Santa Inez.
First, she should have told Raquel. She should have called Raquel. And been, I mean, she could have told like Ariana and Tom. But at some point, call Raquel and say like, hey, oh my God, I got engaged. And then be like, I wanted to tell you, like, I don't want to upstage your weekend. It just kind of happened.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Like, do you want me to wear the ring? Do you not want me to wear the ring? Like, I'll do
be honest with
me. Raquel is sweet baby angel. She
would have been fine with it. Yes. And
honestly, that solution didn't hit me until at the end, Raquel's like, why didn't you tell me?
Yes.
When I was like, oh, she would have been so happy for you.
Yes. Okay. I thought about this at this point. Like, if they just would have nixed the marriage point from the beginning. They would have been fine.
Yeah. Because an engagement is an engagement. Like, yes.
No.
Raquel and James got engaged and now they're throwing the engagement party. So like Sheena and Brock would know this is not their engagement party.
Yes.
But like Raquel, I don't think would be mad if Sheena was like, I'm also engaged. Raquel would be like,
yes, because it happened not at the party Like it happened prior. We announced a little bit prior. So then like, I'm sure like their families will be like, oh my God, you guys got engaged, or like random friends who you haven't been able to tell would chatter about it a little bit, but it wouldn't be the thing.
It's like if your friend gets pregnant before your wedding, like your friend's not going to be fun drunk with you, but also it's not their fault they got pregnant.
Yeah.
Right?
Like life
they're
happens.
They're going to talk about their pregnancy. It's what
But just don't announce you're pregnant at my wedding.
At the wedding.
Yeah.
So, no one wants to do this thing, basically. But we're going to pause from the drama and go to an alpaca farm.
Yes, I'm pumped for this. I'm so excited.
So Brad and Caroline, you know, I love a side character. They own the farm. And they know tons of alpaca facts, I'm sure. But Brock is just upstaging them.
Man, he fucking downloaded Wikipedia right before this.
Did you know that the alpaca is the smallest member of the camel family?
No.
That's the only alpaca fact I wrote down.
I only know the difference between an alpaca and a llama. It's because of their ears is how you can tell them. And alpacas are usually fluffier.
Shit.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. My fun fact.
I know there's nothing uglier than a shaved alpaca. Those things.
No, you got to let them get fluffy. A bar or a brewery I love in St. Louis had alpacas and llamas at their third birthday anniversary. And I was like, this is my dream.
This is a dream. Well, it's also Ariana's dream to adopt an alpaca with or without Tom.
I love this. Doesn't matter.
But Tom Sandoval is so fucking excited for alpacas that he'll adopt an alpaca.
Oh, absolutely. I love how this is like definitely the whole like, factor of like people love animals more than kids nowadays. And we all know Ariana's not really in on the kids, but I love that she's in on these alpacas.
I love that she, I hope when Tom's like brings up a kid again, she's like, how about we get an alpaca? And he's like, done. I'm
done. Okay. Compromise. That's what we love to see.
Do they have a dog?
I don't even know.
I don't think they have a dog. They just have Tom Schwartz that shows up on their doorstep after Katie get in a fight. And they take care of
I was about to say when they're not on a break.
That's true. Okay, so yeah, Brock's got a ton of facts off Google. He fucking sucks. Let Caroline and Brad do their jobs, okay, Brock? And Sheena lets Ariana know that they're not going to do the wedding.
On the sly, I love her being like, it's not a go.
Yeah, a poor mission. And Ariana's like, done, not even asking
you questions. We do not even have to talk about it. I'm in.
With this alpaca over here, fuck you and your wedding. Goodbye.
You're telling me I get to play with alpacas and not be stressed now? I'm in.
Done. So then we go to horseback riding with James and Raquel, and they're like, we're waiting on one more person. And I'm like, who's the mystery? Why didn't I put it together?
I didn't either. I literally was sitting there, and because they kind of like jumped in between while they were waiting for one person, quote unquote, they jumped back to alpacas, and I started writing down who's all there. And I was like, so who is not there?
Well, I said, because they're like, we're waiting on a friend. And I was like, who the fuck is their friend? It's not.
For a minute, I thought it was Lala because I didn't see Lala in the first few scenes of the alpaca scene.
I thought it was going to be James's mom.
Oh, God. Maybe Kate.
The only person I could think of. Kate shows up again. No, but it's Lisa. So
the most obvious answer. I feel so dumb.
Yeah, I feel so dumb. James has never ridden a horse. It's pretty clear by the way he is seated on this thing. Also, he wore the tightest pants in the world.
Very LA.
Sir, we're like sitting on horses. You got to be able to move a little.
Yeah, but like, I feel like LA guys aren't practical. They're about the wardrobe. Can you imagine Sandoval riding a horse? He would be way too dressed in theme. Dress. Yeah.
And I mean, Schwartz would wear sweats, so he would be like fine. Actually, you're supposed to wear jeans when you're riding horses, but it's fine. But it's very romantic with Lisa, especially. But then she set up a whole picnic tea party, and James honestly fucking thought it was going to be a picnic on the ground.
Well, when somebody says picnic, I agree with him. I love the red blanket. The only recommendation I would have is like a checked blanket, you know, like a little checkered one. And yeah, like the little basket, that's what you picture. But yeah, Lisa style is definitely whole table.
This is LA picnic, darling.
And not even LA, but Queen of Beverly Hills, darling.
Oh my God. Did you see
we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Yeah.
Okay, so they sit down, have a conversation. Lisa's really rooting for James and this marriage, which we are too, as fans, we're rooting for James.
This is where I'm like sobbing.
If this marriage is going to make him happy, we're rooting for this marriage. It's like, James could do so many shitty things and we still root for him. I don't know why.
There was way too much. I wonder if they re-edited this because there's at least like six times where people are so like, awkward. We're in for this marriage. We're so happy. You're going to make it. And this is one of them. I'm like, Lisa, I love your support of him, but this is really hard to swallow.
So Lisa talks to them. She wants the best for James and thinks Raquel's a great match. This is the best chance that James Kennedy has given for love.
It's that line. I was like, no.
James can be foolish, but he wouldn't be where he is right now without Lisa and Raquel. There's still a ways to go. And now sweet baby James is crying because he loves Raquel so much. And it's so hard. But then thank God we go to something somehow less cringy, which is all the times that Lisa yelled at James.
I love. Which is still
cringy, but man, I'd rather watch that than
which
this.
I do have to say, James said he is still friends with Raquel.
Yeah. Okay.
They are still like really good friends. They said, I forget where I listened to this, but, it must have been a podcast. Yeah. Maybe it was a podcast. And, cause they asked if he was ever going to see Graham Cracker again. And he said, we're still friends. So yeah, he thinks he'll still be allowed to see the dog because it is Raquel's dog technically.
Well, Raquel's the one that threw the puppy party. Not James.
So at least like James still has the support, I think, out of Raquel for the sobriety part.
They'll always love each other. I think Raquel will always love James.
Yeah.
And I don't think Raquel's sweet baby angel. She would never want to see James go down a dark road again. She would, I think.
She'd throw herself like, in front of a bus for him.
Yeah. Equivalent to like Jennifer Garner driving her ex to rehab.
Yes, that is such a great comparison.
His dumb ass trashing her. Oh. Absolutely not, sir.
Which I feel like would be a dumbass James thing.
Yeah, move, James better never trash. He knows the fandom would come for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I pray for James. I hope he's okay. I pray for both of them, but I can't have James. I can't lose James again.
I think we'll be okay. Him.
Well, we go back to the alpaca farm where we are not okay after this scene, but it's fine. We're doing drinks. We're doing drinks. And
if I was sobbing because I was sad with James and Raquel, I'm sobbing because out of anger in this moment.
I've never cringed so, like, I don't want to talk about this, but I will.
Okay, I want to talk about it because I'm ready to, like, we're not going to fight, but I'm going to angrily talk. And my anger is not at you, but, like, I'm angry.
Just put it on me. So Brock and Sheena decide they're going to talk to everyone. And Brock awkwardly gets up and is like, toast time.
Which this is normal. This seems normal. A little bit normal. Like, I'm going to give a toast. It's Sheena going, should I stand with you?
Yeah. That, yeah. Sheena goes, should I stand with you? And so then they stand there together and literally everyone's so confused except Ariana and Tom. Tom wants to die. He is all of us
I
right now.
I want to die because I know I'm in on this at this
we're
moment.
We're in on the joke. Yeah. We're in on the joke. Tom and Ariana are in on the joke and all of us feel and look the same. So they announced their engagement and Schwartz really quick, like shout out to Schwartz. This man, like an old wronged woman, puts his hand on his chest and is like, ooh, that's how Schwartz looks.
And everybody else is silent.
Everyone else is confused.
Nobody, what cracked me up is nobody goes, congrats. Like out of, you know, people tell you something happy and you're like, that's amazing. I'm yay. No one says anything. Because everybody knows how bad this is.
I pray this was cut weird because I
don't think it could.
I know, I hate it. So I literally wrote, why is no one clapping? I'm stressed right now. I would have been that person to be like, oh my God, congrats.
Same, out of just pure awkwardness. But again, no one says anything and it gets worse. And they also share how they don't want to make it about themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like, first, do you want a shovel for this hole you're digging?
First, Katie is the one, somehow Katie, thank God for her, breaks the silence and goes, oh my God, congrats. Like, it's like that. It's
a question.
Like, no question. And so then Brock was like, actually, funny story. We were going to get married here.
Oh
and
my
this
God.
Is when Tom Sandoval is like, I'm going to kill you. And
I know his face. He was like,
he's like,
oh my
don't
God.
Out me. Don't.
He's like, you know what?
Doing, like, don't do it. Don't
the
do
only
them,
people
like,
who knew here were Ariana and
Tom. And Ariana knew. They were in on the joke. But then it was only yesterday we decided not to. He should have said Tom and Ariana told us it was a bad idea, so we said no to it.
He should have said nothing.
Nothing.
He should
nothing
have
about
said
the wedding.
Nothing. And you absolutely do not throw the two people who are trying to help you under the bus. There are many levels of this. A, we don't announce our engagement at somebody else's engagement weekend. That's where we start. Two, if we happen to announce it, we don't say we were going to do a secret wedding. And three, if we happen to do all of those things, we definitely don't rat out our allies in front of everyone.
The worst was like, Brock's like, funny story. He's telling it. And she was like, haha, it's funny. And everyone is like,
everyone's like, read
funny.
The room.
This is not funny. Charlie, drunk Charlie even was not having the shit. So then Katie in her interview, thank God, she's like, this is wrong, but I'm living for it. And I was like, same kind
I'm
of.
Like eating a whole bowl of cereal. Like, give me more. Give me. I'm ready for this fight because you know, as a viewer, and you also know as a person sitting at this table, shit's going down.
I just wish I wasn't let in on the secret. Like, I wish I didn't. I wish I was Katie where I didn't know anything, and then Brock was like, "Funny story, we were actually gonna get married." Because then I'd be like, "I'm living for this drama." Because I knew how bad it was. I was not living.
No,
I want to die in a corner.
I agree. I've been because we talked about this for like two episodes. I'm like, this is my worst night. I'm like sweating right now,
talking
about this.
So then Sheena says that she doesn't want it. They don't want to make it about themselves. So like, do you not say anything? Because like, you want to tell James or Hill about it. And it's not our weekend. It's like very funny.
Oh
it's
God.
Like not our weekend.
But I love Lala pointing out. She's like, here we are saying it's not about us as we're talking about us at somebody else's weekend.
Yeah. I was like, that's basically the vibe.
This is the thing I dislike about Sheena the most personally is her nature to need to make it about herself. at least even if it's just edited that way, like you do give, I believe in that argument of you do give editors the power to edit you a certain way. And this is one of them. Like you did not need to do this. Like,
no,
if you care about these people so much, as you say, this isn't Lala's engagement who you like hated her and you have this feud with her. Like this is Raquel and James, people you claim to be best friends with.
Yeah. We did not have to do this. Like this was so unnecessary. Ooh, that's how I feel.
And I also believe that like in a way, Brock then should have just like planned the engagement for after this weekend anyways.
Brock should have just shut the fuck up always. This man is like Sheena. He does not know when to stop talking.
No.
And he can't have two of those Brock, people.
You're new to this group. You especially shouldn't be talking. I kind of grew up in a household of like, speak when spoken to as a child. And when you are new to friend groups, you need to adopt that policy a little bit. Like
speak when spoken.
You do not need to make announcements in a group you just met 6 months ago.
You don't have to start waves. If you have something to say that's appropriate on the topic, you then say that thing. If you're going to, you think, this could cause some sort of issue, you don't say that shit.
No.
You wait.
You don't make big judgments about people. No. You don't make big announcements at other people's weekends. Like you really played a cautious field in a new friend group.
Yeah, this is the part. I know this sometimes I'm like, hey, this show's really not that bad. No, this was the moment I wanted to die. So anyway, we go back to the castle because now we're at the engagement party. We get Katie's home videos. Everyone's just getting ready. She finds Tom Schwartz on the floor of the kitchen. Super weird, but weird flex, but okay. So then we see Raquel's dad. He's here. He talks to Raquel a little bit. Everything looks so good. It was worth every penny. He obviously loves his daughter very much. Raquel tells her dad that James has come a long way and James really wants her dad's blessing. And James's dad Raquel's dad didn't say yes or no. And this is what I think happened. James said, want to go hiking to Raquel's dad.
Yeah.
And Raquel's dad noticed he didn't have hiking boots. So did he buy James a pair?
It sounded like that. But I think what really happened is I'm going to say they must go hiking a lot. So at some point, James's dad had purchased James as a gift, hiking boots. And because James didn't wear them that day, it clearly wasn't about hiking. That was like, that was a flag in his mind to be like, I don't want to call it a red flag. Cause it wasn't that this isn't a red flag thing, but it's like, we're clearly not going hiking.
Look at Raquel's dad being all intuitive. So, basically they went on a hike and James asked for Raquel's dad's blessing and Raquel's dad didn't say yes or no. He said, welcome to the family. And that's the best he could do. Raquel thinks her dad is just trying to be like protective and scare James straight a little bit. But then Raquel's dad tells her to do the right thing.
This, I was like, wow, they must have had, well, they also, it seems like her dad's talking in code to not embarrass her on this show, which like, I feel that if I was on a reality TV show, I don't need my family outing me on conversations I've had with them that I didn't want on camera. So it feels like he's kind of talking in code. Like there's already been some discussions, which I'm sure there have, like James has done some really shitty things. Yeah. So I'm sure she's talked to her family about that. And this
is like, don't do it, but he's like, be smart, do the right thing. This is straight up. My dad has done this to me before in front of my friends. When I'm like, I'm going to go out. He goes, I raised you smart. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, what? Even so what do you want me to do?
That sentence sounds dumb, but I knew what he meant. I raised you smart. And I'm like, don't make dumb decisions. I get it. Bye. So then James's mom is here. She looks great.
Can I point out one thing? Because I noticed at the very end of the episode, I remembered, because everybody was in neutrals, I remember there was a color palette and James's mom is not sticking to it.
Oh my God, Jacqueline.
Yeah, when they dance at the end and we zoom out, you can see her purple a mile away.
Oh my God, you bitch, Jacqueline. You didn't follow Raquel's color code. Hey,
this is totally the mom of the groom though. They always want to be really special. That's like a thing. Like,
yeah. She does look great though. She
looks fantastic. Fabulous. If I didn't notice this, I would not, her dress was perfect outside of the color.
So Jacqueline does check that James's dad is not going to be here. Remember, they got divorced, was very hard, but no, he's in London because of COVID restrictions. She's preparing to see the
dad. We can have a good time. Yep.
But now that'll never happen.
But now she doesn't have to. So
she was happy. She's like, thank God, I don't have to see that weirdo. No, I'm just kidding. Then we meet Buttons.
Oh my God.
Buttons is Grandma Raquel's Buttons. Grandma. She is. She is the cutest thing that's ever been on the show.
So many tweets about her. I saw her everywhere after the episode aired.
Star, this Grandma Buttons. And then Raquel's mom shows up. And I was like, I would not have put Raquel with this mom. She is loud. She is bubbly. She is in your face. She is like,
and I don't think, and I don't think they really look. Yeah. There was, I was confused. She looks
like Kate. This bitch looks like Kate.
That's a good point. Well, so we meet Grandma Buttons first and then like, obviously Raquel's mom arrives, but I thought maybe it was an aunt because she came with Grandma Buttons. And I was like really confused until James's mom and Raquel's mom started talking.
Yeah. But yeah, she's so loud and bubbly. Like she came in like a hot rocket. I love her. Yep. Laura Raquel's mom. I have no idea what Raquel's dad's name is, but we got Buttons. We got Jacqueline and we got Laura. So Raquel is so happy to see Buttons. She's like, hey, Buttons, you like my ring? And Buttons is like, good starter ring.
I love that. That's her. The vibe I aspire to. You know what? Yeah. It doesn't matter where you start. It's where you end.
You show up solo as a grandma and you want nothing but riches for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Buttons vibe.
I'm in.
But yeah, so Laura and Jacqueline, the moms, they're getting along pretty well. And Raquel like, picks up
they're chummy. Them. After we know about how they met at that Thanksgiving where Jacqueline got hammered.
Wasted.
How did we get here? What a miracle.
I love how Jacqueline like really had an alcohol problem. Where like she was wasted. Like,
well, I mean, that is a hard moment to come back from, even if you like admit you're an alcoholic. Over, like there's some pissed off family members.
So I'm glad though. I think the picture was very cute. They all hit their model pose. Laura didn't know what. Clearly has done.
Jacqueline's legs looked amazing, and I was like, I wish I had good legs.
Laura just showed up, and she was like, picture. I loved her. That's a mom though. That's my.
You're like vibe. That's a mom who doesn't live in social media, and James's mom, like Jacqueline, does.
That's my mom. My sister's a big social media bitch. And she does all these poses and my mom sees her pictures and she goes, they look good in pictures, but watching her do it is really different. And I'm like,
that's the problem. You got to move off your embarrassment of taking the photo to get the good photo.
I will never. Anyway.
I'm like in between.
So Kate is here. Thank God we can go without Kate.
Never.
Boring side character.
Okay. But can I point out that she's way taller than her husband. Like a head of a difference.
Like fine, short guys rule, but it was a big difference.
A whole head. It's not like, hey, I can't wear heels because we're similar heights.
We support short guys, okay? But this was a big short difference that I also caught really quick.
Absolutely.
Shout out Zendaya and Tom Holland. We love a short king. Anyway, James's brothers are here and Max
made hell the they've made it. Fight. They've made up now. Just in time for the wedding to be called off and Max not to be in the wedding.
If anyone's heard me talk about Beverly Hills, I'm always concerned because Lisa clearly loves Pandora more. So it makes me happy when Max gets any kind of love. And
absolutely.
Pandora wasn't here. So Max got his parents all to himself, which made me like really happy. Anyway.
Absolutely. I mean, she had the first grandchild too. Like think about how much worse it's gotten.
I'm so sorry, Max. Anyway. Raquel is going to welcome everyone with a speech. She's super nervous, but she knows everyone is so happy to be here that she is overwhelmed with love.
I love that.
So she's ready. And she's been working with a speech coach.
I love her. And this makes more sense. This has come up like two other times in the season. And I see why we edited all of this in. And I love that this has been a storyline for her because I don't deal with this, but like I have such empathy for people who get this nervous because I bet it's so debilitating because then you think about it so much, then you screw up and then you think about that all over again.
I don't get this nervous. I hate public speaking. I don't want to do it, but if I know everyone, it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah. It's a lot. You would like riff it a little bit more and add some humor because that's your personality.
Yeah, I'm fucking hilarious. Raquel's fucking terrified and I feel so bad.
I know.
Really quick, Brock, the only redeeming quality, he flirts a little with Buttons. Buttons fucking loves it.
I missed it. So there were no redeeming qualities for me. Yeah,
that was it. Lisa meets Raquel's mom, Laura, and Grandma Button.
Okay, wait, which before we get into this, isn't it kind of weird she's never met Raquel's mom?
No, where's Raquel from? Oh, she's from California.
I think close enough that I'm like kind of shocked they never met.
I kind of think Laura's like never. I mean, maybe she could have met like outside of the show, but I don't really think
that's what I mean. Like, I'm shocked they've never met outside of the show.
My mom's never met any of my bosses.
You're not working in a restaurant where you like come visit for the weekend.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I've met your parents briefly. Like, we stopped and got your car that one time. So it's like, hey.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm just saying.
This is where, though, Laura introduces Lisa as the queen of Beverly Hills.
Two buttons. And I'm like, this is now my new dream. I don't need the retirement dream that Schwartz was talking about. I want to be introduced as the queen.
The queen of whatever, honestly. But my tweet was that Kyle Richards is now activated after hearing that. Because we all know Kyle wants to be queen of Beverly Hills, but she tries a little too hard and it doesn't work.
That's the thing is, like, if you're the queen, you don't acknowledge things like this and you don't talk about being the number one guy in the group. You just are it.
Someone else calls you it. The way Laura called Lisa the queen.
It's like giving yourself a nickname. You can't do it.
You can't do it. Anyway, so it's time for Raquel's speech. She goes out on the balcony. It is like a fucking dream.
Okay, she crushes the beginning, in my opinion. Yeah. Because
can James I have steps everyone's in, attention?
She doesn't get anybody's attention, but James steps in and gets people's attention. So I'm like, okay, we got this.
Everyone listen the fuck up. I'm just kidding. It doesn't do that, but that's the vibe. Also, quick, Sandoval is so cute. His whole face lights up when he sees Raquel on that balcony. He knows if he ever gets the chance to have a wedding, that is what he will do. Ariana will be in the closet.
1,000%. But also, I was like, oh my God, Raquel, not only are you giving a speech, but you are literally on a goddamn balcony.
Yeah, you're center stage, bitch.
Like, talk about pressure.
This is where I wrote, I'm sad they broke up, because she's giving the speech about meeting James. She met him on New Year's Eve and she just thought he was so cute. She was with Kate. Mm-hmm. She just had to meet him. She starts to kind of forget her lines. So James like is hyping her up in the back, feeding her the lines.
Yes. He like clearly has what she wrote and is like feeding her notes. And like, it's the perfect amount of notes where it's like, here's what you're supposed to talk about. And she gives the story naturally.
Yeah.
But she keeps looking back.
She keeps looking back, Raquel.
That's what gave her away.
Because everyone's like, is James like telling her what to say?
Which I bet when they watch this, and I bet they've already watched all the episodes for the reunion, they realize, I bet when they, I bet they talk about this at the reunion because it was such a storyline that they're going to realize, oh my God, he was doing that out of pure love for her and helping her get through this. It's like a,
yeah, they thought he was being controlling. Yeah.
Yeah. No. And it's, yeah, he's not being controlling. He's being helpful because he knows how nervous she is.
Fear. So she finishes the speech. I thought it was great. She looked beautiful and cute. She gets out of the room and she buckles to the floor and she's like, that was so bad. And James was like, no, you did so good. It was so cute.
I loved it. My one note is don't give it away that you don't know anything. Don't look back.
I know.
He'll give it to you.
She says in her response that she feels in her interview that she feels embarrassed about her speech because she knows it will never be perfect. But I thought it was really good.
But that's one thing that I think like you have to learn with like public speaking is people don't know what you're going to say. So if you forget something, they don't know what your script was. So like, it'll never be perfect, but people don't know what perfect was.
Yeah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah. Okay. So she says she's grown as a person since meeting James and she's grateful and my heart fucking breaks and Bravo knows what they're fucking doing to me and I hate them.
Okay. Now I want another season of Vanderpump. And before this season started, I was like, can we end this? This is becoming Grey's Anatomy level, but now I want another season because I'm very curious about the platonic friendship of James and Raquel.
I think James is still in love with her.
Oh, and absolutely.
Try to win her back.
But I think he would have to do a lot of self-development to win her back.
My man James is posting hello thirst traps on Instagram. Okay. Mm. I follow, I see him. You're out there, James. I see you. Anyway, Ariana is fucking sobbing. She like can't control herself. Raquel's speech got to her. But also then we see Katie's fucking sobbing. And they're both emotional because they got
and the Lisa's money. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Randall's gonna give them $150,000 to their restaurant. Something about her.
I'm so happy for them. I love how this was announced because it's just an underlying thing. And that's just how true life happens, is like this was announced. Like we see the flashback of Randall telling them. And like, this is awesome, but I'm really sad because I don't think this is real. I feel like this is just a storyline.
I know. Plus with like the Randall Lala shit, I don't know.
Exactly. So even if it is real, I don't think this would happen because I think Katie and Ariana would respect Lala and not take the money. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they're very happy. Lisa's like, hell yeah, leave those your boys in the rearview mirror.
Which they're all sitting at the same table. Oh, and I'm like, yes, Lisa, say it. But also I know Sandoval's ego is so fucking fragile. He can't take it as a slight joke.
No, he takes the moment. He's like, also at Schwartz and Sandy's. Ha ha ha.
But I love that they're like, Sandoval's like, listen, we're only going to speak up if, and Schwartz is like, if we have a problem with the name, I'm like, all right, there's a joke we can go off of.
There's the joke. Very funny. But yeah, if you want something done, give the task to a woman.
I mean, obviously there's a few women I know who can't get shit done, but like most women get shit done.
Yeah, it feels like I was missing at work.
I will place a bet with this audience that if Sandoval and Schwartz's like restaurant gets open before the sandwich shop. I mean, I'm ready to like buy everyone a shot. So like come meet us when we go to LA and I'll buy every single listener who finds us a shot that weekend.
I mean, one of them has an Instagram and one of them does not. And the Instagram is unapologetically feminine. So,
I mean, I will even say that Brock will get up and running before the, like, Schwartz and Sandy's. Like, that's how much confidence I have
in
how little Schwartz and Sandy's does.
It's rough. So then Sheena and Lisa have a chat. And Sheena's hey, Lisa, come here.
Because for a minute I was like, maybe I'm being harsh. Maybe I'm just like so in on knowing that this was so wrong for like 3 weeks and I'm so passionate about this. But Lisa is always the guiding light of truth in everything.
No. So Sheena's like, Lisa, get over here. Look in my purse. Look in this box that's in my purse. It's a giant ring.
Which I think this is appropriate to show Lisa at this engagement or like to announce it to Lisa like this.
Are you engaged? And Sheena's like, yeah, but we haven't really told. We like told people, but like we're not announcing it. And Lisa's like, yeah, don't.
Yeah, no. Sheena's like, we don't want to steal people's thunder. And Lisa's like, yeah, no, absolutely don't.
So then she tells Lisa that Brock actually wanted to get married. And Lisa's like, no, that is not okay. That's not appropriate.
Peep that Sheena never says she wanted to do this as well or was in the plot line.
I know, because she really threw Brock.
You can tell when people know they're guilty because they start removing their name from shit.
Yeah. So then Lisa's like, please don't tell James or Raquel until the weekend's over. And Sheena's like, oh my God, duh, Lisa. Duh.
Never. Well, Sheena wants to tell them tomorrow morning. And Lisa's like, no. Don't
Which
even
I
do
was
that.
Like, I was like, I would have told them before.
I agree. Mm-hmm. But because we've already told the whole universe,
you should tell them.
You should tell them tomorrow. But if they never told anyone this weekend, they should wait till the entire weekend is over.
But then there's a roadblock because Katie and Lala go to chat and they talk about Sheena's engagement. Katie's a little drunk though. So Katie's like,
I feel this. I'm like, we haven't had a minute to talk about this gossip. Let's sidestep. I love these moments at parties where you're like, we got to talk. Let's get out of the way.
Get out of here. So Lala's super shook because, you know, first Brock's trying to get Randall to pay for this fucking engagement. Now he's hijacking another engagement. And thank God Sandoval, like the one good thing Sandoval ever does was said no, because he put the doubt in Sheena.
We didn't see this is all I'm going to say.
That Sandoval said no?
We saw Sandoval say like, I don't really want to do this, but we never saw, I want the conversation where they decide we're not doing this.
I think Sandoval said that night when he was like, Sheena, I have like a lot of anxiety about doing this. Sheena said, oh, me too.
Okay.
We shouldn't do this. And they were both like, yeah, we shouldn't do it. I think that was it.
You don't think it was a clear Sandoval cut, like we're out.
Sandoval would never say we're not going to do this because he like promised Brock and he was in on it and he was going to marry them.
But he clearly dropped like, hints to Brock and to Sheena separately. Said, like, this is a really bad idea. Yeah.
Like, I want you to know if I'm doing this, it's not going to be like something I want to do at this point.
Yeah.
So Sheena was then like, great. Sandoval put the doubt in my mind. I'm going to run with it.
Okay.
So thank God for Sandoval. Plus we all know Sheena's not the one putting the doubt in. As soon as Brock said it, that engagement thing, he's like, Sandoval said, maybe we shouldn't do it.
Brock is like, here's this spotlight. And Sheena's like, me step into it.
Okay. So then Lala wants to give James a heads up, and somehow drunk Katie is like, don't do that. Not here, not now. And Lala's like,
Lala goes like, drink more.
Lala's like, can you keep drinking so you can do it? And Katie goes, is this a job for Tequila Katie? And I laughed because I knew Tequila Katie wasn't going to do it. I knew
No.
Katie has had an engagement party and she knows don't do it.
Her beef. If this was Katie's, if this was Katie's engagement party and she found this out, she would start screaming about this. But Katie doesn't typically yell about things really not involving her. Like, she may know things, but she has no stake in the game on this.
She's only going to get mad if you like do something to her, like pour a drink on her.
I was about to say,
dance with the whore in the other room.
Yes. And not with her. Yeah. It has to be her relationship you're fucking with.
Also, Katie's in a good mood. She's not about to fucking kill the buzz.
She doesn't care that much.
Lala, though, she's sober and unhappy. So Lala's about to stir some
shit up. I think there's a lot that mixes into Lala's next moves. I think there is a little bit of Lala being a good friend, because I think this is a good friend of her to notify James at some point. I think she wants to fuck shit up too.
Yeah. Okay. So really quick. Ooh, there's a crepe station. Tom Schwartz has my favorite one-liners.
God, I miss all the details.
TJ James is here. He gets the party started. Sandoval quick brings up Villa Blanca. R.I.P. That's where he first worked like years ago. And I was close.
And met the love of your life, Ariana.
I know. So him and Lisa talk. And Sandoval's very happy because he raised money for their bar. I don't know. They're just waiting on like permits to clear so they can break ground. But Lisa's like, dude, that's been happening forever.
Honestly.
Get on your game. So also Lisa mentions curb appeal because I'm pretty sure this isn't a strip mall. We've talked about this. This bar is in a strip mall.
There's so many things that can be happening and that Lisa is concerned about. And what tells me that like Lisa is valid is that like, listen, okay. Yeah. I've never built a restaurant, never built a goddamn house, never done construction. I'm sure permits are a nightmare, but like they just put out concept art in January, 2022. And like, we're in July, 2021. So like, there's a lot of menus and random things that you can be doing behind the scenes besides building a restaurant that goes into building a restaurant.
Yeah. 100%. So Sandoval gets really stressed out when he talks to Lisa because, you know, when you're procrastinating.
Because Lisa is the truth and light of all things. So like she's the mirror and you have to look into it.
And of course he's the victim. He feels attacked compared to the girls.
She's like, we're not doing that. You ask for my opinion and I give it.
And Sandoval, all he really wants is for Lisa to believe that him and Schwartz aren't idiots, but there's no evidence that that's true.
I know, but he does say like, you support the girls so much, why can't you support the guys? And she's like, yeah, but they're moving forward with stuff, like they're actually making progress and you guys are standing still.
So Lisa just says, you know, she thinks of all of them as her children, so she's just trying to give them advice like she would her children.
Yeah,
and we've seen her kick Max's ass, so Sandoval, don't sit here and say that she's kicking your ass that hard.
Yeah. I would say like, be grateful she is, because that means she really cares about you, is what she's telling you right now.
Yeah. So then we're at this table where Raquel and Sheena are sitting with a bunch of other people. And Raquel says, Sheena, will you be my bridesmaid? And Sheena's like, oh my God, yes. Which is like cute. It's like yes. Very cute.
Yes.
But then Lala's at this table and she's pissed. So she...
Which, okay, because what I'm going to say is I think if you are in somebody's bridal party, that means you are very close with them. So I think this catapults Lala to be like, you think like Raquel and James put you this close in their life and this is how you treat them. I'm not saying what she's doing is right, but I think is her thought process personally.
Yeah, I totally get her thought process. I just think it's not great.
Yeah, I don't think her actions are the best, but I understand her being like, that's fucked up. They care about you this much and this is how you treat them.
So Lala gets up by saying, I have to leave. So obviously some shit's about to go down. And so she says in her interview, before there was anyone, there was James and Lala.
True.
And she has his back.
True.
She goes to talk to James and she's like, hey, Brock and Sheena are engaged and they were planning on getting married this weekend. And James immediately is like, absolutely not.
Hold on. Wait there.
He's like, hey, Brock, get your ass over here. So Brock comes over and he's like, hey, I heard you were going to get married and that you're engaged and you're trying to hijack my weekend, basically. And Brock is now pissed at Lala. Which a little bit, complicated.
Brock goes, no, I wasn't. And Lala goes, yeah, you were. And he goes, okay, so I was.
So yeah, you're caught. You should stop lying first off.
That's my thing. Anyway, okay. The rest that happens after this, I'm annoyed with Brock and Sheena being like trying to evade the shit they did. They never once say, I'm sorry.
I know, but
is what pisses me off. But I think a lot of other people do way worse wrong in these moments.
Yes. Basically, at this point for me, somehow everyone is kind of wrong except James.
No, like, James and Raquel like are
the best.
Both come out of this with like angels. It'd and they, be better. No matter what, they would come out as angels because like they were the ones wronged.
The
but like they handle it so well. I would never handle it like this.
Did Lala know she was going to piss off James by telling him this? Yes. Should she maybe have waited till tomorrow?
Yes.
Probably. Should Brock have maybe just never thought to get married?
Yes.
James's thing? It's like very
and like should he just own up and say, I'm sorry, and we can move on from this conversation? Yes. Like there's so many wrongs happening all in a row.
So then James goes into how he has spent thousands on this weekend, and now Brock just wants to hijack it. And Brock tells James that Sheena actually hasn't worn her ring out of respect for this couple. So James does the adult thing and walks away.
And Lala's like, wait a minute. You basically are saying you did them a favor by just being respectful.
And then Brock says it's basically David versus Goliath. And James better look out because he's David. Which I was like, you're David. You're the big, strong guy who loses. So Goliath, it was the underdog.
Which he realizes he's wrong.
I know. He goes, wait, no, I'm Goliath. And I was like, no, that's different. The underdog wins. You're not the underdog in this situation. Physically or emotionally / mentally. Like, you're not the underdog.
Yes.
So James is pissed. So he goes... Raquel comes over to pissed off James, and then Sandoval comes over too. I'm sure Sandoval is just trying to calm him a little bit.
Yes, which he does wonderfully, but unfortunately Sandoval is one of those wrong parties.
I know. So Sandoval tries to play the middle at this point. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I know why you're pissed, but, and James is like, no, but.
No, this is wrong. It's wrong.
So then Lala's here and she's like, absolutely not, Sandoval, you were on board. Mm-hmm. So then now
this is why you don't call out your friends for being part of your wrong plans, because this is the being him like thrown under the bus.
I know. So then Sheena's trying to get involved too to like protect her man. So Lala's yelling at Sheena, and this is when we get the little clip of Grandma Buttons.
Oh God.
So confused.
Oh my God.
Someone
did say
Grandma Buttons is okay. She just couldn't hear, which was hilarious.
Good. She didn't
need to. But yeah, so Sandoval then blamed Lala because he was like, you knew you were going to get a rise out of James.
Yes.
Which I also, I guess.
Yes, yes. Which is, yes, that is also a wrong. But like, can we all just raise our hands and say, I shouldn't have agreed to this plan as Sandoval. Sheena, I shouldn't have agreed to this plan. Brock, I should have never proposed this plan. Lala, I should have never brought this up today.
Yeah. Oh my God. So then Sheena yells, enough. Or no, it was Raquel. Enough. And so Lala then walks away and she tells Randall what happened, but Ariana is right there and she's like, shut the fuck up, Lala. And then Lala's like, James is my boy. And Ariana's like, actually, James is also my boy.
Oh my God. And Ariana's just hammered though. Can we agree? If Ariana's not hammered, this shit wouldn't have happened.
But then Ariana is like, oh, are you really? I'm going to mock you. James is my boy. I have to do this. And then Ariana tells her to crawl in her hole because she's a troll. And Ariana's like, oh, I'm a troll. And then
Lala just period hates when Ariana does that voice. So every time like Lala like shakes her body as if like a spider crawled down it.
Creeping me out. But Ariana knows it bothers her. So that's why she does it. And then Lala's like, one day I'm going to teach you how to be cool. And Ariana's like, I was born cool and everyone knows it.
There's there is nothing like being the drunk person with the sober person fighting. And this is literally the embodiment of that.
I can't even listen. If I was Lala, I would hate Ariana too.
Oh, but 1,000%.
Ariana's too great. She's too great. There was a tweet I have to talk about. It's like, Ariana is my Vanderpump Rules fighter. And that's true because Ariana's unbothered by everything.
Yes.
To the point that she just mocks you and then you're bothered
and
by
then you're pissed. Like a child. She just knows how to like gasoline you up to your fire. But still she's like calm, even though she's like spazzing. It's like she's doing it because she's being funny. She's like comedic reactions rather than like getting heated.
I love that we had it in the season premiere and I love that we get it in the season finale.
Yes.
Because it's my favorite.
It's the exact
Ariana.
Same. She does the exact same thing. And it really, honestly, it hits Lala in the worst way.
Yes. Which is great. You have to know your opponent you're fighting.
Yes.
And Ariana,
I mean, like, I'm going to be honest though, if this was Katie, I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like, this is annoying. You're doing this to like Katie, but it's like in this night, but it's like, it's Lala who like caused this fight. So it's worth it.
You know, when you pick on someone because you know they're bothered.
Like you are due for this because moment.
Then Katie does say like something to Ariana and Ariana's normal.
Yes.
The funniest thing.
Yeah. Katie sits down and is like, you have to admit this, like, this is kind of fucked up. Like this, just this whole situation. And
Ariana's like, yeah, no, I get it. Like,
yeah. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I feel like she's like, I don't really want to talk about it. Cause like I was involved in it.
She's
so
like,
stop putting the light on me.
Can we just like take a few shots? Like, I get it. Thank
you. Let's go have fun.
I just didn't want to be yelled at by Lala, but
now
that it's you.
Katie's the one who wins out in all this because like Raquel and James don't because their night is ruined. Where's Katie in all of this?
Katie didn't know anything until it happened. She somehow got out of being the drunk person to spill the James.
Yes.
And now she just watches the
drama
happen.
Yeah, she was sober enough to not be the one to spill it.
And honestly, she's not going to go after Lala, but she's also not going to like help out James. So she's just in the middle chilling.
Yeah, like no one's mad at her and nobody's asking her to fight for them.
She's
here. Like, where's the bar?
Where's the buttons? Thing, though. If you're the baddest bitch, like Lala kind of thing, you know, Lala and Ariana are two bad bitches. They don't expect anyone to fight for them. Katie's like not as big a bad a bitch. Mm. Like why would Lala ask Katie to fight for her? Right. Like,
but
I'd be
at
like,
the same time, she's honestly one-upping them because she's not being pulled into drama. Like in a sense, Ariana's getting pulled into this because she needs
to
defend Sheena because Ariana's a badder bitch.
You're right. Listen.
Nobody's going to be like, Katie, fight for
me. That's it. Yeah. No one wants Katie to fight for
Except for Schwartz, but that's a marriage thing. That's not like a...
Well, Schwartz is not a bad bitch at all.
Katie trumps Schwartz in being a badder bitch. So she does have to be get pulled in on that one.
Yeah, you just, this is why you're always the second baddest bitch.
Yes. Like you got a shield in front of you to like fight for the group.
So then Raquel talks to Brock and Sheena, and Raquel's honestly more sad that Sheena didn't tell her.
Yes. I also get that's a whole other factor. James is pissed that they were trying to steal the weekend, and Raquel is pissed because she's the last one to find out.
She's like, you're my, I thought you were my, one of my closest friends.
I just asked you to be my bridesmaid and you're, I'm the only one who doesn't know something.
She literally goes, James and I are your real friends and you didn't tell us. And she's like, I know, that's why I didn't tell you, because we didn't want to ruin this. Raquel's like, I should have been the first one you called.
Yeah, the way she says, like, we're the people you keep secrets with, not the people you keep secrets from, which I felt that.
Oh, I felt it. And also the way she was saying it, it wasn't even like, you should have told me so I could have like known at my engagement party. It was like, you should have told me because I love you.
And because we're that close. I should have been like Ariana. You know how like Brock called Ariana and Sandoval early on and was like, this is the plan. Raquel wanted to be on the plan, not the secret in a sense. It was like, hey, no, just like we said at the top of this, like call me because you got engaged 3 days before my engagement. And it's like, I got engaged and I'm so excited to tell you, but like, I want to hide this because I want it to be your
she
moment.
She should have done that. She should have done that. So Sheena's crying now. Charlie basically tries to defuse and say like, it like, congrats, but it wasn't the time or place to do it this weekend.
Yeah. Sheena's she's like talking reason, which nobody wants to hear.
Yeah. She, yeah. Somehow the drunkest bitch. Talking the
this whole entire conversation is not meant for reason.
No. So Sheena's sobbing. She tells Raquel she should have never done anything like, or she would never do anything to like upstage Raquel. And Raquel
again, like laughing like, because it's like, well, that's all she did.
You just did it. And Raquel again is just more sad that no one told her.
I'm just so annoyed with like everything Sheena says is she does the opposite. She has done the opposite.
The next thing she says pisses me off because Raquel's like, I'm just sad you told me last. And Sheena goes, save the best for last. And Raquel goes,
I'm like, stop talking. Yeah. You're honestly, it's like you have four arms and you're digging this ditch. Like you are working really hard to just put yourself in deeper.
No. So then we see like kind of everyone watching and Ken is like, honestly, I agree with James. He should be pissed. So then Katie and Ariana like kind of talk a little bit. This is where Katie's like, you know, it's like kind of fucked up. And then James's mom starts yelling at Katie for talking about it. And Katie's like,
no, I think she's yelling at the table, if I'm honest. I know. Because they're making it, the group is making a scene. So like the group table is getting yelled at, even though most of the people sitting at the table are not the ones Katie, making the scene.
It was just funny because Katie literally goes, you have to admit it's like kind of fucked up. And then immediately James's mom looks at them and is like, are you fucking kidding?
Yeah. They have spent thousands of dollars, flew in their family. This is their event.
Katie's like, oh my God, lady, I was sitting like, up
I'm
for your
I'm
side.
On your side. I'm on
After
your
he
side.
Called me fat, bitch. I'm still sticking up for him.
Yeah.
It was funny.
She's like, we're on the same team. Come on. I know. Goes,
yeah. Katie's like, I'm not starting this bullshit you're yelling about. Okay. No. I'm just taking my tequila.
No, so, she's drinking vodka. She said, that's why she's chill.
Lit. So James kicks Brock out of the party. He's basically like, you should go. You should
Which,
be here.
To be honest, because Brock fair. Has been combative in the discussions, that's why I think he should be kicked out.
Yeah, fair. So Brock leaves. He finds Sheena and he's like, I gotta go, babe. And Sheena's like, wait, am I also kicked out?
Oh my God. I feel like Sheena is like, hold on, hold my beer. Let me one up myself.
I can't justice for Sheena this episode. It's too bad.
It's so Do you bad. Think she should leave with Brock?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you need to keep staying? Like you're the problem. Like just exit stage left.
To make it worse, Brock goes, you
After Sheena in her conversation with Lisa said, but I'm not going to wear my ring.
It's too funny. Brock has been kicked out. Sheena should leave with him. And instead Brock goes, no, you know what?
Put on the ring.
You should stay with the ring on your finger.
Put it on. Everybody knows now. Put it on. And I'm like, that is what we should do. That is what we should not do. I know that even at the very end, like not to skip ahead. I know we have like two more lines to talk about, but like at the very end, the cameras even get her holding her purse and it's like the ring.
The ring. I know.
Sheena, like you're just like, how can I go lower?
It was so funny, but like, the fact that Brock said that and Sheena was like, good idea. I was like,
she's like,
you guys
best idea you've had all night.
You were made for TV. Like, you were made for reality TV.
I just,
so bad.
It's, I feel
so
like I never bad. Get what I want out of reunions. And what I really want is a whole, like a whole poster board with every single bad decision they made throughout this episode. And like right before we went to Santa Inez, but I want it all addressed, but it won't be like this ring being put on her finger. I want to address, but it's too minute to be discussed at a reunion.
Oh my God. It was fucking amazing. So, James is in there. He's like, I'll never be friends with Brock again. And then Lisa goes over to talk to James and Raquel just to make sure they're okay. Mm-hmm. Raquel just says, you know, this day isn't going as expected, which is like, she should be
the understatement of a century.
She should be in politics. But Lisa says she's proud of James because he held it together. He was reasonable for what happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, old James would have
followed. He was justified. You know, like Lisa's like, I would react this way.
And what I thought was like James following Kristen to the parking lot and getting punched at the Sheena's wedding. And I was like, yeah, this could have gone way worse.
Wait a minute. Let's actually, what a comparison, because Sheena didn't even know that it happened and was pissed after the fact for like ever.
Which like is dumb because she was unaware. She was unaware.
Which, I mean, that doesn't make it better, because that's what we said about Sheena and Brock. Even if they keep this a secret, it's fucked up. Like, to do something at somebody else's event is fucked up. And Sheena was pissed about it after the fact.
Yeah, so Sheena should know it's, like, not...
Go watch your own seasons back,
anyway, yeah, so Lisa supports James in being pissed off, but he wasn't that reactionary, which is good. And James and Raquel agree that, like, they're just going to hang out with each other because mm-hmm. they're, like, very cute right now. And James just feels like people come at him and try and get the best of him, but he has to stop letting that happen.
Not tonight. So not girl, tonight. I we're gonna love flip it. The
script, baby.
Which, okay, if I'm honest, I really wish they just didn't announce they broke up.
I know.
Until we all saw it in the reunion, because you know I don't enjoy this now.
Who fucking spilled the beans after the reunion?
They posted it themselves.
No, Bravo. You should have held it, and you should have said, like, James and Raquel,
non-disclosure agreement this shit for like a month and a half.
Yeah, people can question it, but do not confirm or deny anything.
Yeah,
just leave it. But whatever. So James Kennedy gets back on the mic. Sheena's back
with her ring on.
Some people are meant to be friends forever and some aren't. And honestly, I kind of think this is the end of Vanderpump. I think they ended it in a good spot.
That's a good point. This really could end, especially because we're going to get an addendum of the reunion to really hash out where things are. Yeah. But you're right. It is kind of hard to move forward with how things are. I never really thought about that.
I think this is the end. But
I'm really happy with this season, but I think for them to have moved forward with it, it would have to become a whole new show.
Agreed.
Like our Tom Tom that we talked about. We talked about it in post shows when we went back and watched seasons 1 through 3 and half of 4. Like, I really want to see Tom Tom. I want Richard. Yeah. Give me Richard.
I want Richard Singh.
Also, weren't there supposed to be two or three new cast members?
Yes, we were supposed to get that one dude from Are You the One?
Remember? Wait a minute. I just thought about that. Where the fuck were they?
They got cut. Their scenes got cut.
Wait, I was about to say, do you think that they kind of were half in some of these things? Like, we could go back and find them in the group shots?
No, okay. I think they're fully cut. I think they were at Tom Tom, and I think Vanderpump Rules wanted it to be more about like what's happening at Tom Tom mm-hmm. and the Tom Thing bosses. But I think the drama just kind of unfolded and they were like, you know what? Our old cast is carrying the show well enough. We'll just keep it.
Interesting. Cause we really only got very small tidbits of people at Even Sir at this year.
Tom Tom. And I think the pandemic probably made it kind of hard.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, I'm honestly impressed.
I'm okay with
and to be honest, I think it's because we only had 15 episodes. We are so used to like 22 normal episodes, and it just got too long.
So I know we don't normally for the reunions pick an accepted and blocked, which is fine, but I'll count up what we had for the season and announce it on our reunion episode, who was the most accepted and who was the most blocked.
Okay, I appreciate that.
For this episode, Who was your acceptance?
Let's do blocked first because it's the most obvious. And can you go first? Because I'm going to obviously pick the other person.
I only have, oh, got it. Okay. I'm going to pick Brock.
Yeah. And I'm picking Sheena.
Okay. As a couple, these two fucking suck. Brock is the perfect man for Sheena because they're both fucking dummies when it comes to social situations.
They're dying on this hill. Honestly, yeah. What gets it for me is they can't, not once did they say sorry when this all started to blow up.
You know what they did say? It's funny because we almost actually like hijacked this weekend even more, which is like,
I'm like, stop saying I'm a horrible human and here's why. Stop giving me a resume of why you suck all episode.
Yeah. He keeps it family listed and it's really horrible. And then
like, it's just the capping it off with the ring on. I'm like, all right, here's the firework of the night.
I could die. So yeah, this was the worst. The alpaca farm was ruined for me.
Well, at least they were at lunch when they announced it. We got to enjoy the alpacas.
I know.
If it was the opposite order, I never would have laughed about the alpacas and Ariana being like, look, they had haircuts.
Yeah, they were, it was bad. Okay. So listen, would they be asked to do another season? I think so. Cause now they're the villains officially.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical of Brock though. Like, super.
I'm not ending on a high note. I kind of was ready to defend him a little bit and be like, let's get off this like Brock sucks train, but he just kept loading up the gun with more ammo.
He did it. Okay. So accept it.
I'm
between two. Actually, I'm between three. So you go first and then I'll make my decision.
I don't know.
It's like I have two that should be accepted, but there's one like honorable mention.
All I'm going to say is there's no like shining moment to be like they crushed it, because it's hard for me to like want to pick James and Raquel right now because I'm just sad. But you know what? I'm going to pick James. I think he really handled himself well. He had a better episode than last week where he like was able to enjoy these activities. You know, his family's finally here. He was all positives. And then he even handled that fight really well. Like, I know he was heated, but he deserved to be, but he was not screaming. He was not throwing low blows in that argument. He was saying you fucked up and you're like continuing to like gaslight me on this.
Yeah. James, 100%. The one I have to accept is Raquel. Mostly because it's her, she's very happy at her engagement.
She looked beautiful. We didn't even talk about her outfit.
She did her speech. Grandma Buns was here. She was genuinely happy. And if not being with James will make her happy, I fully support it. I am sad myself, but I'm glad she did have like a princess engagement party.
You know what's cool is she didn't even care that they wanted to steal her thunder. That's how good of a person she is. She was truly sad that she thought their friendship was in a different place.
That's like the saddest
thing. To be like one of the first told. And I get that, because how people tell you news, especially happy news, it does show you where your friendship's at.
I know. Oh, so sad. But okay, so we do have some thoughts on Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Tracy said, I'm so disappointed in Sheena. I feel like the episode just proved to me that no matter what she says, she hasn't learned anything. How are you going to keep your engagement a secret when you tell everyone? She's so selfish and I don't think she will ever learn how to not be.
I'm not joking. Literally everything she said she wasn't doing, she was doing.
Oh, I know. Justice for Sheena is dead. It's in the toilet.
Oh yeah. There's no more. So, you can't edit. You can't edit this.
I can't. It's so.
Or blame this on editing. Obviously this is edited to make it very heightened, but you can't blame this on editing. These are your decisions.
The worst is she still hasn't learned anything, because someone actually tweeted something similar to what Tracy said and Sheena responded and was like, what was I supposed to do? Not share my happy moment with my friends? Which is just the worst, Sheena. In today's day and age, you're going to get canceled, my girl. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you don't get canceled for being a shitty person. You get canceled for being an extreme person.
That's true. Well, I did have a tweet that said, Sheena is 100% in the wrong, but Sandoval nailed it when he said, Lala stirs shit up under the guise of looking out for Sheena, when in reality, she's just gleefully throwing her under the bus any chance she get. And I said, do you agree with this? And all 11 voters said, yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. I defend was
fucking wrong.
I defend Lala telling her friend, but not at the time she did. Tomorrow morning, absolutely run to his room and spill that tea. But like, you did ruin his night.
Yeah, it was bad.
Collectively, well, a lot of people are at fault for it.
It was all horrible.
Yeah, I loved going person by person. Hey, I'm an asshole because I did this. That was my favorite part of our episode.
Listen, the reunion's gonna be cringe, but reunions are always cringe, and I'm ready for it.
Absolutely.
This should not have been this cringe.
It's a lot of sadness, but like honestly, a killer season.
Great. It has been the best season in a long time.
And I think it's because I went in thinking it was going to be trash. And I set my expectations low, but I'm very happy. I'm just sad knowing what I know.
Do you have a favorite storyline from this season really quick?
Just Raquel, everything about her. I feel like she finally got the time, like the airspace that she deserved.
Yeah. She was great. My favorite was when the Toms were on a break and Tom Schwartz didn't know what to do with himself. And I thought it was the funniest thing. And I wish seven episodes.
The Instagram photo off was a top-notch moment.
Oh, that was great.
I can't wait to dive back into it all for the reunion episode.
Oh my god. Well, yes, we will be around for the reunion. Be sure to join our Patreon if you want to give us your opinions or thoughts. Mm-hmm. Also follow us on Instagram because I bet the reunion is gonna have hella tweets that I'm gonna copy. So I'll post that on Instagram. But yeah, thank you guys for listening all season. We have one more week. We think it's a double reunion in the same race.
Yeah.
Like two parts, one
week. If there's a third one, I'd be really confused.
Yeah. So we're going to release an episode next week with both reunions. We're not sure.
We may need to wait till Friday. So just kind of look at the Instagram. We'll update if we're releasing late or what's going to happen. We'll definitely
know. Bear with us. But yeah, if you want more, if you like can't get enough for some reason, be sure to watch Summer House and listen to our podcast. This has been a good season so far. I'm excited. Let's do this, and then
follow us for the old seasons. We're picking back up season 4. True. Half of that is on Patreon right now, and we'll release that in a few weeks. We'll start releasing season 4.
And then we'll go back to Summer House, old seasons, and we'll never stop.
We
can't stop us now.
Can't stop, won't stop. Been a great one.
Bye.